number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Kirk. Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, I am your host. I am here. This is our 22nd year on radio, and you are listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Vital Issues. In our 22nd year here, we're inviting angels and sponsors to bring us into your neighborhood. So if you have any ideas or want to get a hold of a guest member or staff, call us at 310-455-8623. That's 310-455-8623. Want to send me an email during the program? You want to talk to our guest here? And you could do that by sending me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And guess what? I'll read your question on the air. So once again, that's val@wakingupinamerica.com. Now, to get things started off, let's remember what our forefathers offered us and what the United States is all about here. When I put this pledge into the radio script about 6 months ago, I was amazed. Most people will tell me that the only time they say the Pledge of Allegiance is at the a baseball game. Some of them hadn't said the Pledge of Allegiance since they were in school. So I think it's a really good thing for us to remember what it is that our forefathers gave us. And so here is the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you put your hand over your heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And as of yesterday, the first part of the stimulus package has been passed, so sounds like there may be some new opportunities for us all, too. I'm Dr. Valerie Kirkgaard, and in 1984, I carried the Olympic torch. And once that torch has been lit, you can never put it down. So today, I invite you to light your torch and join the standards held forth by all bearers of this 2,000-year-old flame. Citius Altius Fortius, swifter, higher, stronger. Now, our guests reflect these values, and so does my co-host here, Gail Ellen, who actually worked with Uberoff in the 1984 Olympics. There was quite a crew here in Los Angeles that made Los Angeles a place that I've never seen it be since. It was beautiful, it was calm, and it was exciting all at the same time. Our guest today is actually Master June Rhee, and we've had guests from all different fields, including internationally known J.J. Virgin Taekwondo champion Mary Louise Zeller, who we might get lucky and she may be able to drop in for a few minutes, and to the very solar Mr. Larry Hagman. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that will change the world. So help us make that true by letting your friends and neighbors know about us. Visit our site and sign up for our newsletter. Our site is wakingupinamerica.com. And check out our sponsors at the bottom of the page and click on Diamond Alignment or check out the Roberto's Bungalows in San Pancho, Mexico, and or the fabulous mailing list. Very reasonable price for 200,000 people getting your emails. If you happen to hear a dog barking or a telephone ringing, know that we call from our homes and offices all over the United States to cause this program. Now, I have in my hands right here a book called Trutopia, The Art of Happy Living, and it's written by Grandmaster June Rhee. You said you're 77, June?
Yes.
77, and you came to the United States, was it 53 years ago?
That's right, uh-huh. When I was 24, it's really exciting to be living in this great country. And, you know, I was literally living in a hell, and one day, next day, I found myself in paradise, the United States of America.
So when you came to the U.S., what was your rank in Taekwondo at that time?
Well, June 1st, 1956, I came here as a young Korean Army officer for a military training program soon after the Korean War. And I stayed here for 6 months, the military training program. That's the time that I introduced Taekwondo, the Gary Air Force Base in San Marcos, Texas. And then I came back a year later as a student. And then I studied civil engineering at the University of Texas. And in 1962, I went to Washington to teach Taekwondo. And I never practiced civil engineering and, ever since then. And I just settled down in Washington, D.C., teaching members of Congress Taekwondo free of charge to really pay back, you know, at least in my personal way, at what America had done for Korea during the Korean War.
Wow. So Gail Ellen, our director of protocol and art and beauty and all of that, I'd like to introduce you formally on the air to Grand Master June Rhee.
Hi, Gail. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Master Rhee. It is so my pleasure to meet you, and in great appreciation for being with you today. And
vice versa.
I know that you are known as the father of America, father of American Taekwondo.
Yes.
And an acquaintance of mine, Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, yes.
He has great respect, and he said that your constant love, loyalty, and knowledge inspired him always for greater accomplishment.
Yes, he wrote that in his book.
You know what's really funny, June? If we went through and read all of your credits, we would then be doing the closing credits of the radio show Waking Up in America. Honest to God, the number of people. Let me see. Zig Ziglar.
Yes.
You have certainly impacted a lot of people, and I'm grateful I can call you my friend. U.S. Congressman Ike Skelton. I might say that Master June Rhee has become a national treasure.
I'm really proud of that statement.
I kind of liked it myself. I met Master June Rhee in 1966. Uh-huh. He is a great volunteer and has done a lot for our country. He is so famous that he is a great face for our great ally, Korea. I respect him. I am pleased to recognize him as the 721st daily point of light. Now, who said that?
George Bush Sr.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to read you another one, and then you have to tell me who said it.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Let me pick another one here. I'm going to pick this one. Master June Rhee taught me acupunch. It's yes. So fast you could hardly see it.
Muhammad Ali.
Now, if Muhammad Ali says that something is so fast you could hardly see it, that's really saying something. So, oh my God, Gail, this is what we're dealing with.
Oh, it is just so great. And I know Grandmaster Lee in his book says the purpose of life is to be happy and that there are two kinds of happiness, physical and spiritual. And I know Master Lee says that the spiritual happiness is obtained only through art, and that art such as music, dance, painting, etc., includes all those things, but that his message and his philosophy is that the purpose of life is to be happy.
Would you care to say more about that, June?
Oh, yes. Tony Robbins always say that we do one thing in 24 hours until we die. That's we move. So there are two purposes. One is to avoid the pain, and the other is to seek for joy. And so, while you're sleeping even, you know, when you feel something, you don't even understand that you have pain, but you unconsciously, when you sleep in one side, you get a numb in one side, you change your position and to really make you more comfortable. And so there's nothing other than living for happiness.
You know, have you ever heard of the Somi Islanders?
No.
Okay, they're very interesting people, and what they actually do is if they have a dream they don't like, they go in and they actually reprogram it. And I practice doing that. I used to wake up having nightmares, sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I would wake up with a nightmare, and I would say, you know what? I'm going to go back, and I'm going to have a happy ending on this dream. And I couldn't do it right in the beginning, but I can do it. And I'm suggesting that what you're talking about is that most of us live in waking dreams, and that we actually have the possibility of saying, no, I don't want that ending. I'm going to create a new one.
Well, I think really we need to wake up the whole world, not just America.
Well, I thought of that in the beginning, but I thought it's kind of a handful just doing America, so maybe the world would listen.
Well, if America wake up, then the world will follow, for sure.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your website, and we mentioned it before, but I want to quote this. There's and you can tell our listeners where this comes from. When you go to June's website, you'll see that there's these words that come at you. One of them is posture. Another one of them is quickness. Another one of them is endurance. Another one of them is timing. Another one of them is power. And I know balance should be coming up soon. Here comes balance. Okay, so when you look at his...
I think Master Lee actually, when he speaks, I believe that those are the seven qualities of a champion.
That's right, seven qualities of a champion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For a physical champion, you can transform those qualities as a human champion's quality.
Now, if you go to our website at wakingupinamerica.com, you will see that I have been brazen enough to put this bare-chested man on the site. And what I want you to know is, tell him how old you are in that picture.
70.
70.
I'm working on my 80s picture, even better than that.
So, Gail, I don't know if you know this or not, but this man who you're talking to that's so lively right now at 77, you said
right.
77, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Actually, when did you have your stroke?
2004, that February 12th, I had heart surgery because I was doing 1,000 push-ups daily with my heart murmur, and I don't know why that was the cause, but I hardly breathe, and I went to hospital. They said that we have to fix my valve. And during the operation for 11 hours, and I got a stroke. They said a little plaque went into the brain, and I couldn't move my fingers. And
so you actually had a stroke in the hospital?
Yes.
That was convenient.
And then doctor told me that I never should fly for 4 or 5 years, and 4 months later, I was able to move. So I've been flying ever since I went to Korea already. About 13 times, about 7 times Russia. And because without flying today, how can I get across my message to people?
Right, of course. I know, Master Lee, that you've been in Moscow and actually, I believe, had conversations with Gorbachev regarding teaching happiness. Didn't he ask you at one time?
I know, not Gorbachev, Yeltsin.
Yeltsin, yes.
Yeah, in fact, Gorbachev's, you know, right-hand man who was the in charge of teaching communism in the entire Soviet Union, mm-hmm. Vladimir Kudinov.
Mm-hmm.
And he read my article, which that was the magazine, official magazine for Soviet Union, Minister of Foreign Affairs, the title called International Affairs,
mm-hmm.
in which that they asked me to write an article. I said to their face that communism will never work, because I think the original, you know, God's design for human society is actually communism.
Mm-hmm.
I said that. But it is impossible to make communism work with all this degraded, selfish, you know, animal instinct.
Right.
And so we have to, you know, educate people to humanly perfect,
yes.
which I define as a person who never knowingly makes mistakes, so never cheat. And so then, automatically, we will have, I call it not communism, but free common possessionism.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, it's very interesting, this aspect of cheating, this human nature of cheating, because
yes.
I know you say that our hearts are actually contaminated.
That's right. The heart contamination really contaminated everything, air, water, soil, food, just name it. So when the minute we decontaminate the human heart, everything will be perfect.
So you're saying, too, I think in your book, you point to the fact that truth, beauty, and love
yes.
are the way to actually be happy. Would you comment more on that for us?
Yes. So I say, you know, why do you live? And they don't know why they're living. And, you know, when you have, you know, five senses, eye, ear, nose, and touch, and taste, all this, you know, purpose, you know immediately. But then these five senses are to serve your purpose of life. What is that life purpose? Nobody knows. And I said it's happiness.
Right.
And then this, you know, 6 billion people, they all have to agree. Then, because, you know, when you determine the value of anything, you must know the purpose. If you don't know the purpose of my watch, then I will throw it away.
That sounds very Buddhist, doesn't it?
Well, no, I think it's just common sense.
But don't you think happiness is a goal of Buddhism?
I think they don't really quite say that. They don't really clearly say like I say.
You say it very clearly.
Yeah. So
that's
happiness.
For sure.
Then, because you know the purpose of life, now you can derive the human values.
Yes.
See, when you're happiest, when you love.
Yes.
So that's number one. Human values, which 6 billion people has to agree. And then why do I love my beautiful wife? Because she's beautiful.
Yes.
So beauty is the second human values.
But you're talking about an inner beauty, aren't you?
No, so I come to that. So there are two kinds of beauty. One is inner, the other is physical beauty, which is more important. They're both important, but beauty is more important to me. So, beauty, how can you fix your inner beauty? You know, Mary Kay Avon will fix your skin beauty. But, beauty is from the truth. When you are truthful, that's why. When you are truthful, your heart is beautiful. When your heart is beautiful, everybody loves you. When everybody loves you, you are happy.
You know, and I think, Master, you also say that really everyone is beautiful and that we can learn from the colors of the rainbow.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, the rainbow is beautiful, although they're all different. In colors by arranging in harmony. And so I am saying that, you know, human society can be rainbow society if every religion and every creed, every nation, every race, every, people really visit one another and learn each other and really harmonize on all the differences.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that because there's a Hopi legend that says that this is the time of the Rainbow Warriors. Have you heard about that?
No.
Well, the Rainbow Warriors are supposed to return to the earth when the earth is in turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
So your conversation about the rainbow is a conversation in which people see the beauty in color rather than the diversity in it.
That's right. Uh-huh. So the purpose of diversity is to really harmonize differences.
Exactly.
For more beauty.
Right. And, you know, Master Yi, I know that the core, one of your core components of your message actually is about the core component of martial arts, which is self-discipline.
That's right.
Which you have mastered, and that... this is one of the positive human qualities of life, this self-discipline.
Yes, that's why I have been, I've really been enlightened through my 64 years of training in martial art.
Yes.
And
Grandmaster?
Yes, sir.
Mary Louise!
Hello, my master, my grandmaster.
How are you?
I am awesome and getting better, sir.
Valerie was saying that she wasn't sure whether you were going to drop in or not, but I'm glad you did.
I would like to say, to share my experience, one of the core principles out of my 25 years.
Your phone connection is kind of crummy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are you on a landline?
I am. Let me try a different one.
Yeah, try a different one. We want you to be able to hear what she says. Who's talking here is the women's taekwondo champion of the world in her age group. And if they let her compete in other age groups, she's totally capable of kicking butts with 18-year-olds.
So can you hear me now?
Yes.
Better?
Wonderful. I was just bragging on how you could kick a butt of an 18-year-old.
Yeah, well, I haven't been doing that lately. I've been focusing on technique and the mastery of it. And for me, the love of the martial arts, how as I practice and train and struggle to master technique, mastery is interesting in that as you do it, you're mastering yourself and mastering life itself. It is an endeavor that when you engage in mastery, not like a goal, but a love of mastery, a love technique, of being with the technique, bringing excellence and your best to it, at whatever level that best is. The real jewel is the self-discipline, the mastery, and that's, you know, Grandmaster has a program that he's done for years called the Joy of Discipline, program that he does throughout inner city schools, and this program actually transforms and saves the lives of our youngsters who would be eaten up by the corruption and the evil that has come to our cities with the drugs and all the things that will addict children and pull them away from a possible life of happiness and self-expression. I think I'm not even the same person as I've been training in the martial arts. It has transformed me. It's transformational. It's not just learning and getting to be good at something and maybe being a champion. It really is about the possibility of a whole new being.
You know, Mary Louise, you remember after we went to the championships and I came, the next day I called you up and told you that my body, I had a whole new body awareness?
Yeah.
Mary Lou, what was that called that we went to?
It was called the Hanmadang, which is a Korean taekwondo festival.
So she was supposed to be on at 9 o'clock in the morning, and she didn't go on until 10 o'clock at night. And we were watching. I was sitting there. I'm a little teeny bit of a couch potato myself. And I was sitting there, and I was watching all of the different extraordinary demonstrations that were being given besides the championship that was happening. And the next morning when I woke up, I felt my body in an entirely different way, and I realized that I had gotten a contact high from this extraordinary group of athletes. So I just wanted to point to that because that's pretty much what you're saying. This,
yes.
This thing that when the children learn this, they will change forever.
Yes. It creates a whole new possibility of who they could be. It alters a possible future that they could then live into.
So how do you like this commercial that came in for you, June?
Wonderful. Well, let me tell you, Joe, my mentor, George Washington, once said that discipline is the soul of an army when he was a general. But when he became president, I'm sure he thought that discipline is the soul of a backbone of our human society.
Yeah, and a nation.
Yeah.
Gail, I mean, would you like to...
You know, this self-discipline is... this human quality, it's an ageless issue. And I know Junri also says in his philosophy that discipline, respect, and personal responsibility,
yes,
those are the things that can make you strong.
That's why I point out the importance of honesty. When you are honest, you really feel responsible to yourself, so you will not neglect, you know, building your healthy body and neglecting, you know, all the knowledge and neglecting making yourself really honest.
Yes.
And so honesty really takes care of every problem. And why we have this economic problem today, because of so many cheaters.
Right, greed, right.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show. My God. And you know what? I still think you could take those cheaters and give them the right set of circumstances, and you could turn those cheaters into truthful people.
Well, society really made, really sometimes you just cannot survive without cheating. And that's the really problem. That's why, you know, we just have to really sacrifice ourselves to recreate this human society, you know, educating the people to be really honest.
But you have to put them in an honest system, okay?
That's right.
You can teach people to be honest, but if you stick them in a system that doesn't recognize honesty, they will end up cheating. You can take the same people and put them in a different environment. For instance, June,
I don't know if you know this,
but in Germany, in one of the German towns, they had a really high crime rate, okay? Do you know what they did? They did one thing and changed the crime rate dramatically. They started playing classical music in the streets.
Oh, really?
And it totally changed the environment, okay? So that people were operating from a different place. If you threw me into the middle of a bunch of thieves, I would become one of the thieves. If you throw me in the middle of people that... If I grow up amongst thieves, what else would I know?
Well, people are basically born to be honest, but, you know, last recorded a history of 6,000 years of human history.
But I'll tell you something. Mary Louise, you still there?
Yeah, I wanted to bring up one thing.
I just want to ask you a question before you bring up the other thing. And we're going to actually take a break in a moment, but I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Did not your entire personality change when you placed yourself in the environment of Taekwondo?
Absolutely.
Okay. And with that, we're actually going to take a break here, and we're going to be doing Diamond Alignment, and then after that, we're on the air with Grandmaster June Ree, Mary Louise Zeller, and Gail Ellen, and we'll be back right after Diamond Alignment.
We live in a world that is more alive with possibility than ever before in history. Yet it is easy to get lost in the confusion and chaos of such an accelerated world. How do we stay connected and aligned with the unlimited potential that lies within us and soar in these exciting yet challenging times? Diamond Alignment, a sacred technology for the 21st century, offers high-speed connection and alignment with this divine power within, both convenient and profound. The 6-minute multi-sensory diamond experience delivered via the internet clears your mind, relaxes your body, and creates inner peace no matter what is going on around you. The diamond alignment experience effortlessly keeps you charged with joy and equanimity and greater focus and clarity throughout your day. When you experience the expansive energy of diamond alignment, you activate the unlimited wealth and potential within you.
Over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see the diamond alignment insignia there. Click on that, and you will be able to continue with this tone. Remember I mentioned classical music in the streets changing people's responses? Listening to these tones over a period of time, Joy would actually tell you that they're divine transmissions. It does something to your soul and your physical body. The testimonials on this just continue forever. So go to the website. Click on diamondalignment.com and find out more about it. And while you're there, check out Stardoves for clean, effective mailing list to over 200,000 people for an incredibly reasonable rate. He has specials, and if you say you've been listening to Waking Up in America, he'll give you one of them. His name is Ron. You can call him at 904-460-8083, and that's Stardoves, 904-460-8083, or I'm going to give you a better number, actually, 828-665-0411. You can get a faster response there, 828-665-0411. Roberto's Bungalows in beautiful San Pancho, Mexico, if you need a break from what's going on in your life or the country. Just remember the haciendas of old Mexico. Join Steve and Diana with your friendly innkeepers as You can walk right to the beach from these bungalows with charming setting and beautiful little pool, kitchens, wonderful people. The sunsets are like spectacular. And we gather at the beach, think five-star restaurants, think horseback riding on the beach, and think vibrant sunsets. And you'll find this incredible seaside village a quick 45 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta. Anyway, that's how fast it takes me because I have my foot on the pedal. Call them at 971-239-4120. So, Mary Louise, you were about to say something before we went to break, and love to have you do it now.
Thanks, Val. I know that you know that my husband is a, you know, world-class business consultant. He has one thing on his bulletin board in his office: without integrity, nothing works.
Oh, God, yes.
So of what Grandmaster Junri is speaking, and the martial arts are very much not just about physical strength, but really mind, body, spirit strength, the foundation of which is integrity and real honor. And that's a quality that his program to these inner city school children, the Joy of Discipline program, brings to them. And we don't have a training in our society for that.
No, that's true. You know, on page 60 of his book, Mary Louise and June, or Gail, hop in here wherever you want, he says that on this planet, there are three reasons for conflict: a conflict of ideas, a conflict of interest, or a conflict of emotion. Now, I like it when you break down conflict into such simple things. Conflict of ideas, the solution is truth. Conflict of interest, the solution is beauty. And conflict of emotion, the solution is love. Would you care to comment on that, June?
Yes. Three reasons we have why people have conflict between religion, between nations, different...
Okay, what about the Middle East? If you were to hop into the Middle East with this conversation here, where people are being blown up on a daily basis, how would you, if you were walking in here, create the solution with that?
Well, again, that's why we need one philosophy, one way of life in a whole global basis when we have different religions. They're bound to be, you know, have conflict.
But you know what? Haven't you noticed that the basic religions frequently don't have conflict? It's the interpretation of the religions?
Well, it's not the religion. Everybody claims that their religion is the only way to really go ahead.
Sure, but if no religion that I know of ever suggested that its people blow themselves up. Not one of them.
I think religion really is causing a lot of problem of human society. Religion would be not necessary if everybody's humanly perfect. Right?
Okay, Gail, you can comment on perfection here, I'm sure.
So human perfection means, you know, a person who never knowingly makes mistakes. That's why you liked James Madison, who said, if all men are angels, no government would be necessary. And so, let me just elaborate on that. If everybody's like angels, do we need soldiers, police, lawyers, and accountants, and locksmiths, and martial art, and character education, all these things are not necessary.
Well, if angels are incapable of thinking that one type of angel is better than another, you're correct.
Well, angels, he meant, you know, angel-like human being.
I know.
Honest human being. Uh-huh. The God-like, divine human being. And, I really like to say we are born to be a divine human being, because we are created as his image. And so some even religious people think it's impossible. And so when we see, I also talk about Truthopia, because clearly the greatest one 2,000 years ago said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
Well, you know, the Olympics actually, for me, were the closest I've known to heaven. You know, carrying the Olympic torch and going to the games and watching the city of Los Angeles was incredibly peaceful and beautiful during those years. Gail, I'm sure you can comment on this. But the values that I found there were values that would be, I don't want to say religious, but values that I certainly wanted to live by. What did you find when you were there, Gail?
Well, it's a commonality. Yeah, like Master Rhea is saying, it really is a commonality, but he's giving us a whole larger conversation here to hold that concept.
Well, common values. See, that's why truth, beauty, and love are the common values all for all 60 billion people. Then there will be no conflict when values are same.
Right.
And now, whenever you have a sports game, if we have two sets of rules, then that will be chaos, right?
Right.
We have 6 billion different sets of rules in life, game of life.
Exactly.
And so it's inevitable to have conflict in human society. That's why we must really set the purpose of life from there, derive the human universal common values so that everybody really understand our purpose of life is to be happy. In order to be happy, you have to be practice truth, beauty, and love.
Right. And I think you have to be healthy too, Master. I mean, I would say probably some of these, the things that are at the very core of your own personal lifestyle.
Well, truth, beauty, and love will really never cause any stress, so you will be healthy automatically.
Right.
Mm, good point.
Stress. Stress causes. When you cheat, that causes stress. That's why we have diseases.
Yeah. Even when you argue.
That's right. And so when we have common values, how can you argue?
Right.
We love one another.
Well, that's why I'm so, in my 21st year, June, I went to about 40 different churches. A couple of my girlfriends and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went from church to church to church, and we found things that we liked everywhere.
Yeah.
But truthfully, for myself, the Olympics, and I didn't like it when they were talking about alcohol and drinking and the skiers and all of that kind of stuff. But the values, as an Olympic torchbearer, I took on certain values. And I see the world that we're talking about most clearly in the Olympics. I don't see different worlds getting together more smoothly than there. And that's my vision. It would be how to translate those values and qualities that we're able to transcend for, a few weeks. How do we make that a global conversation that is maintained?
Even Olympic Games, sometimes judges, become very biased and then upset, athletes, and they fight.
Right.
In fact, in Taekwondo, the Cuban Taekwondo champion thought it was unfair by the judge, and he kicked him.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, and everything, all the problem comes from the, cheating motivated by selfish gain.
But Mary Louise, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
I remember when we were doing the Taekwondo, when we were watching, and you said that sometimes things came to your favor and other times they went against you.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about just like what Master Rhea was talking about.
Yes.
And you were very open about it. Would you just comment on that? Because I thought you were very liberating when you talked about it to me.
Well, I don't remember what I said to you, but what I said to you is that when I am cheated, I accept it as a lesson with grace and honor. Who I am in the whole situation is with grace and honor. There might be something to do to take a stand. I don't mean roll over. There may be something to take a stand. But the way the young man from Cuba interacted with it, what he did was, end his career in Taekwondo. So the rules came up and pounded him, because not only did he get banned from Taekwondo for the rest of his life, but so did his coach.
Really?
So, yes. And they have... they're very strong and harsh with no outside of it. So you cannot take a stand, even if the man was cheated. You cannot do that. Those are the hard lessons in life, and those are the hard ones to be with. But sometimes it goes my way, and then I have to be gracious with my opponent, just given that, they were cheated. But again, you accept whatever comes graciously. My job is to do the best that I can do in the structure. And I think this is the frustration of the whole thing. Grandmaster has a wonderful teaching. I guess education is our greatest tool. And I guess my question of you, Grandmaster, is how can we influence, given the state of the world today with conflict and cheating and, you know, how do we turn the tide? How do we get critical mass?
Well, I have a plan of action.
And then I have to go.
I have been concentrating. I'm going to Korea tomorrow again for 1 month. There is a big conference in Jeju Island. And Jeju Island is an isolated southern tip of South Korea with a 500,000 population, which is 1/100th of the entire 50 million population. And I'm going to try the Trutopia, you know, philosophy experiment in Jeju Island with 500,000 people. And so that island will become role model for the rest of the country. Then Korea can become role model for the rest of the world.
Oh, that is amazing. You gave me chills when you said that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go. Are we invited?
Yeah, are we invited?
And in fact, what I'm doing, I created a 1021 club stand for 100 years of wisdom in the body of 21. And also next 100 years of the 21st century, we will bring Trutopia into pass.
So,
and the purpose of going to Jeju Island this tomorrow is we have three countries, China, Japan, and Korea, elite university students leaders have conference. They are going to become, they're going to meet annually and every year, then right in their age 20s. And when they become, they are more likely to become the leader of their countries. When they become, you know, leaders of each country, when they have a summit, I mean, they are not strangers. They are all buddies, all friends. And so can you imagine how much understanding among the leaders of the country? And so we organized OVAL, our vision for Asian leadership. Next year I'm going to organize our vision for American leadership between among the Mexico and Canada and USA.
We want to come.
Okay.
I don't promise to do 1,000 push-ups, but we want to come.
Yeah, I think we need something like that. If I don't have any plan of action and just talk.
But what is this 100 years of wisdom? Can you say more about that?
Yeah, the 1021 club stands for 100 years of wisdom in a body of 21. When you are 21 years old, when you're 100 years old, and you accumulate a lot of wisdom, but your body must be vibrant to be able to function.
So 1021, that's good. Do you have cards?
Yeah, 1021. And then the 21st century, 100 years, a time that we will complete Trutopia, the place where everybody's happy with every breath of life.
Mm.
And I figured out even nobody has to work to become millionaire in that society, because soldiers and police, all this unnecessary profession, because of the bad people, and everybody's an angel. Why we need all those? And then I figured out if each work 1 hour, everybody's a millionaire.
Mm.
So who doesn't have? Then what do you do? After 1 hour work and 8 hours sleep, you have about 15 hours to kill. 15 hours, you'll be dancing, singing, painting, and so on. See, I am so sure God is absolutely good, right? If he's absolutely good, he must have intended and designed such a society or for all his children to be happy. If he's bad, if the world the way it is, his design, then God must be bad.
Well, it's interesting that you should say this, because I just got a news alert that the House and the Senate negotiations have reached a settlement on the stimulus bill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's the possibility of a new future if we put this in with your 100 years of wisdom.
I hope that they spend $1 billion on my program so that I can fix this world.
Gail, I haven't heard from you in a few minutes. What's happening over there?
I wanted to ask about this quality of flexibility and how that can facilitate us having greater happiness.
Well, see, when your body is flexible, you can kick high, more effective in your fighting. But the same token, the corresponding quality of a human champion is flexible, you know, your attitude.
Right.
In other words, kindness or open-minded.
Right.
And then the businessman's quality is adaptability.
Right. I wanted to just go back to something that we touched on briefly earlier, and that was this issue of cheating for selfish gain.
That's right.
And how, I mean, every human being does that, you know.
Yeah.
We have that, and it is that selfishness. We all have that.
Well, that's why, because of that, it's what I know God didn't make it. We made it.
Yes, we did.
And so there is, you know, a way to really correct that. And if Karl Marx, and really smart enough, he would have said in his writing, Lenin and Stalin, communism is not possible until you really correct the human nature. To be honest, then it's automatically communism will be realized.
So you're talking about that we can train ourselves, and that that will handle our natural instincts.
Well, somebody must really show the way. I think Jesus came to really show us how to become like him. But you know what happened that time.
Yeah, I know. Let's say that I know how he left here.
I don't want to say because it can be contradictory to the dogma of what they're teaching today.
But June, if he hadn't have been crucified, would his message have been as powerful?
Well, if you read, you know, I taught the Bible 1960s. If you read the Old Testament, there are two dual prophecy. Jesus is supposed to be King of Kings, and also a little bit later, it said he will be crucified. Depending on how we respond, if we accept, well, one thing will happen. If we reject, another thing will happen.
Oh, I got it.
And I don't want to really elaborate because I don't want to clobber it.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, And so, again, this is my personal opinion.
Well, that's the truth for about now, too. I mean, we can either go up in destruction now.
Well, the way the world is today is, in a way, is a proof that that maybe 2,000 years ago we made some big blunder.
Yeah, but the whole world didn't make that blunder. A certain group of people made that blunder.
That's right.
A lot of people that loved exactly what was happening, just as true as today.
And that's what I'm saying. In other words, in one spot it happens that affected the whole world.
Exactly. And how few people. It's like during the last administration, people were complaining about the administration, and it sounded like the whole world had voted for it. But in reality, the last administration was elected by 14% of the vote. 14% of the people got us the last administration. The rest of the people didn't act or whatever. So a very small percentage defined the shape of the world to come. So earlier, Gail, you were alluding to a change in consciousness, and what I'm thinking of is the consciousness of the 100th monkey.
Right.
Actually, Friday is supposed to be dawning of the age of Aquarius. I was listening to the song today. You know? The age of Aquarius is the beginning of a time of love.
Right.
So here we are with this conversation. Here we are having elected our first black president. Here we are having elected a man that acts like a president as well. Here we are with Master Jun Rhee online with us and his book, Tutopia. Here we are with a new possibility for the future. I haven't been, I'm 68, June. I'm not as old as you are, but I'm pretty feisty for my age as well.
Let me give you happy news. The end of the world has come.
Thank God.
When I say the end, what kind of world do we have?
Exactly.
Evil world. So end of evil world means beginning of a good world.
You bet, and it happens Friday.
So don't worry, be happy.
And not only that, do you know that on Tuesday we had a huge eclipse?
Oh, really?
Okay, we also had a very particular kind of full moon. So we had the huge eclipse, the full moon. The huge eclipse was supposed to be a portal into a new reality. And then we have the actual dawning of the Age of Aquarius when all the planets are lined up on Friday. We have our black president, a man who's totally acts like a president as far as I'm concerned. We have Gail Ellen and Master Junry and Mary Louise Zeller on the air, and we plan on being here a lot more, so when people come, they can get a message of inspiration here, because that's what we've got. We've actually got an email that came in, and her name is Jean, and Jean has a question for you,
yeah.
June, and she has back problems.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't feel very good, and she's inspired by your message, but she wants to know how to get started, because she says she's over 50 and she doesn't plan on doing Taekwondo. So what message do you have for a citizen?
I think as we get older, we need mild exercise, stretching exercise, balancing exercise, a little bit of a muscle exercise. Without muscle, you cannot move.
So what would you say is a daily workout for a person that hasn't done much exercise in their lives?
Well, I like her to call me, email me, my 703-532-5901. I have an exercise program that I will send to her.
Why don't you also send it over to me, and I'll post it on the website.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So, Gene, you got the message. Give him a call, and for the rest of you, we will get that information, and we will actually post it on the Waking Up in America website.
In fact, you know, because I recovered from the stroke, I'm designing a second wind of life exercise.
Oh, I love that.
And so all we have to do is a 15 minutes exercise.
Is that a daily thing?
Yes, daily thing.
15 minutes daily, and everybody can change?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
15 minutes is a lot when you really exercise seriously.
Oh, I guess so. Well, listen, I want to make sure that people
know. It's not how many hours you put it in, but how much you put it into the hour.
Do they need any special equipment to do the exercises?
No, all on your body.
Okay, that's good. Listen,
yeah,
I want to give them your website, okay, because they may not know how to spell your name.
June Rhee, my website, junerhee.com.
Yeah,
JHOONRHEE.com.
You got it. And then you can also see this body that's over there as well. Gail, we've got like a...
Well, I like people to really watch my speech at the United Nations. You know, not too many people are invited by United Nations. My speech title was Mending Our Troubled World Through Philosophy of Action. Everybody talk, but you have to take action.
Now, it sounds like a really good thing there. Gail, we've got about a minute or so left in the program. Do you have any final comment here?
I just really would like to thank Jean Master Rhee for his love of people, for his love of music, and for his desire to always keep learning. It's no surprise to me that he is as happy and healthy and is so much in balance. And thank you for being with us today.
You're healthy and wealthy and happy.
You have such an incredible range of experience and wisdom. I mean, we have just hit a small slice of it.
No, all men are created equal. Nobody's any better than anybody.
Nobody is going to say that when they see your body, okay? Not one of them is going to say that. This program is brought to you by the Golden Hearts Foundation in association with Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Mona V, Max GXL, Dr. James Murphy, and Memoriam, to Nathan Jett, Rick Kepler, and Jess Bedard and the team at Voice America, and to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Invite a friend to listen. To Mary Louise Zeller, to Gail Ellen, to Master June Rhee, you rock. You're not
not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door, and it's time to open.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.